We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank all our reporters and everyone for 2015 and all the support they gave us in building the show. This month is going to be our swan song with Steve Scheer. We're gonna, you know, we'll let him go with a splash after many years associated with both Mage and Radio Entrepreneurs. We're gonna say goodbye to Steve. He's off to Chicago, so good luck, Steve. But he's not gone yet. So if you've been dealing with the show, I'm sure you've dealt with Steve Scheer. Our next guest is Darnley Howard, and he's the president and founder of Advancia International.
Welcome. Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming. Darnley, tell us about Advancia.
Well, it's a consulting firm which focuses on financial management and business strategy. Most of our market consists of small and early stage companies locally in New England, as well as a fair amount of international work in focusing on emerging markets, particularly in West Africa and other parts of Africa and the Caribbean.
Right, right. So do you find the business to have a lot of stability in that market? Is that a more unstable consult? I'm in the consulting mm-hmm. market, and so I've always trying to find out how I can help businesses go through change and complexity, but I'm also looking for a stable client base. Do you find that to be a stable client base?
Well, I would say it's one where it requires constant attention and a lot of networking and marketing.
Right.
So that there's some stability, but it goes in waves. So I've had periods of stability followed by periods that have been, you know, that have been a little slower.
So what's your background? How did you get into this business?
Well, my background is an MBA in finance and international business. And I then worked in a couple of larger companies for a while, worked at Xerox, then at Digital Equipment, and then at Apt Associates. And from there, I went into consulting starting in the late 90s.
Are you alone, or do you have a staff with you?
I don't have full-time staff. I have partners and subcontractors who I call on from time to time.
Right. Interesting. And can you give us a sense of a typical project that you would have?
Okay. Well, for example, I've done a number of business plans, helping entrepreneurs to either write or refine business plans.
For market launching into this marketplace?
Yeah, either for launching into a market or for the purposes of raising capital.
Right. And do you help them raise capital as well?
On occasion, yes. Especially for the international clients. That has a lot to do with bringing international investors or North American investors together with projects and deals in, say, in Africa, for example.
Right. Interesting. Do you find the market changing at all, both internationally and domestically? Is there any factors or trends that you're looking at?
Well, I find that internationally, there's still a lot of, I think, growth in the emerging markets and in the developing countries. They've had a bit of a pullback recently, largely because of the slowdown in commodity prices, the slower growth in China, which is the source of a lot of their exports. But I think that that's just a cyclical factor. And I think that the general trend is toward higher growth.
High growth. Oh, that's good news.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned the Caribbean versus East Africa. Did you say?
Yeah, mostly West Africa.
West Africa. I apologize.
Parts, yeah.
Caribbean, multiple countries in the Caribbean, differences between certain ones better than others?
Well, my experience has been more in the English-speaking Caribbean, places like Jamaica, and that's a business environment that's characterized mostly just by the fact that they're smaller economies, but there's still some interesting features, especially in, say, in the environmental space.
Right.
They're very interested in renewable energy, for example.
As you think they would be. And what about West Africa? Any trends coming out of there?
Well, there it's very much about infrastructure. So they're doing a lot of building of communications, electric power, roads, ports, seaports, and airports.
Yeah, I have a friend who's building bridges in West Africa.
Exactly. So they're
pay for bridges.
Yeah. So a lot of that.
There's no trains,
yeah.
No roads.
So they need financing for those activities.
Right.
They're looking for builders. It's very much an RFP process. If you're in the Boston context, just think of just a whole series of big digs going on.
Right. Without the cranes, though.
Yeah, with and without the cranes. Yeah.
Right. He was explaining to me how people get to get up in the construction sites. They climb ropes.
Yeah, there you go.
A little old fashioned. He's trying to explain that to me about a year ago when I saw him. And what about why Boston? Why do they come here? Because you're here?
Well, yeah. I think Boston, especially for my business, Boston is a good city because it's a cosmopolitan city. It's a city where there's a lot of connections, a lot of relationships to business people in other parts of the world. I think driven partly by the academic community, because a lot of people will come here for school and build relationships there. Some will stay, some will go back home.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I met my partners in Ghana, for example, just through Ghanaians who I knew here.
Oh, that helps. So you're optimistic about 2016 and where things are going?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that most of your projects start with a business plan?
Most of them start with a business plan or with either a business plan or at least a business idea.
So when you're working with them on a business plan, have you found that today you produce a business plan in a different style than you would have 5 years ago?
I think not really. Not really. It's not that much different in that there's still some basic descriptions, some basic things that people want to know. Generally, people are looking for some validation of the business concept. They're looking to know that there are the people there who can execute.
Right.
Who can execute on it. And if you show those two things, then you've got it.
Do most of your people start their businesses and hire nationals here to work on their business, or do they come over here and they put their own feet on the ground?
Well, they're generally hiring here. Yeah, whether they come from elsewhere or whether they're U.S., locally grown businesses.
And in terms of East Africa, West Africa, I keep saying East, West Africa and the Caribbean, Jamaica, how much do the governments get involved in the support of these kinds of organizations?
Well, it depends on the nature of the project. For a lot of these infrastructure projects, the government will have some significant involvement because they're often the ones approving. You're often doing an RFP through some government agency.
And do you have to deal with those agencies on behalf of your client?
From time to time, either I do or often I'll have people there on the ground who do as well.
Tough. Do you ever have, so you have to travel to these locales to deal with them?
From time to time. Mostly to Ghana is where most of that business has been for me.
It's quite a flight.
Yeah, it's generally, there are more direct flights from the U.S. now, but usually it would be a flight to Europe and then a flight from Europe to there.
I like that flight better because there's a stopover where you can relax.
Well, yeah, it depends on where you stop over. Some stop over, some are good.
Johannesburg is a tough flight.
Yeah.
That's a long flight.
I haven't done that directly from here. Actually, I did on the way to Mauritius from Ghana.
Been there.
I went through Mauritius. Yeah.
Liked Mauritius.
Been to Mauritius? Mauritius.
I've been to Mauritius. Didn't like the scuba diving.
I didn't dive, but it looked like a place that you wouldn't want to leave. You know.
I stayed at a spectacular place there, and I love Mauritius, but I didn't love the diving. And for me, if there's not great diving, it's a disappointment. But it's probably some of the best food I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, the food was good.
Yeah, I had great
food. It's got kind of a mix of an African and Indian culture.
I got Indian food. Yeah, I was in an Oberoi, so I got pure Indian food. Darnley, if somebody wants to find you at Advancia, how would they do that?
You can email me at advancia@yahoo.com. You can find me through LinkedIn. I've got a website that's under construction, so LinkedIn is probably the best way to get to me for now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good. Phone number?
781-350-0610.
Good. I want to thank you for being on the show today. And if you have any specific projects you want to talk to us about, we'd love it if you came back again.
Will do.
Good. I want to remind everybody that Radio Entrepreneurs is also Radio Entrepreneurs Entrepreneurial Network. And we have two other shows on the network. We have Greg Stoller at Boston University, The Language of Business. We also have Mass Challenge, The Startup Soundboard. Nice kinds of clients that I know that Darnell would like. And Greg Stoller is an international business professor at BU. And he's off in China all the time, not where you go. You can find us on the internet on www.radioentrepreneurs.com. And you can find Darnell for the next 45 days on our website. And you can also find him through our app because we're airing live and repeatedly through the week on the Radio Entrepreneurs app. And you can also find Darnell on our YouTube page, and you'll find that interview. So we will have you fully covered, Darnell.
Very good. Thank you.
And I want to thank you again for being on the show. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs.